And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one. That would be Alabama. I'm talking about this show goes way on down south of Birmingham and way up north of the way of Huntsville and from all the way over at Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden and parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right, hey, listen, before I go any further, I got to tell you, ZLA Solutions. They have been with us since this show began. I was talking to some of their folks this morning. They're friends of mine. I know these people personally, and they are good at what they do. So if you're looking for people for your workplace, they can find them. It's that easy. ZLA Solutions, their website is zlausa.com. And just check them out. I'm serious. If you just need like onesies and twosies, you know, a few people with special niche skills, they can go hunt them down for you. Or if you need a whole shift of people to help the factory stay up and running, yeah, they can do that too. Recruiting, background checks, drug testing, all of it, they'll find the right people. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter, I always say. So yes, ZLA Solutions. Their website is zlausa.com. That's ZLA Solutions at zlausa.com. Friends of mine. And by the way, tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. All right, let me jump over here. The phones have been ringing, so I see I got a call on line one. Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, how are you doing, man?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. Good, good, good.
I hear you've been talking about my former governor, Mike Pence.
Yes, indeed. Your former governor, our former vice president. So what'd you think when he was governor of the state, of the great state of the Hoosier State? Did you like him?
Oh, God, yeah. He made all the difference in the world. He was a great governor. Great representative, great governor, great vice president. In fact, I'd probably go as far as to say he was probably the most effective vice president this nation's ever had in my lifetime, anyway.
Well, okay, that's high praise. So what do you think about him running against Trump right now?
The only thing that Mike Pence has against him, he's actually an honest politician. What you see is what you get. I've met the man and talked to him before and stuff, and you know, if he says it, and you know, he's actually a truthful politician, but he just doesn't have the charisma.
Yeah,
and that's his only drawback that I know. I mean, he just but you and him are pretty much alike. You're both religious men, and both I think are honest politicians, and I think you need to invite him on the show.
Well, I think you're right. Although I think what I've heard you say is I have no charisma. That's what I heard you say.
I said you're a lot alike. I don't think he was ever a ranger, though.
You know what's funny, though, is I did not realize this till later. Mike Pence so I was with the Alabama Policy Institute, and now I have a radio show. Mike Pence was with the Indiana Policy Institute, and then he had a radio show. Did you ever hear his radio show back in the day?
I heard it once or twice. But that's how he got his popularity. Is he had a radio show?
Well, there you go.
And it turned into a representative and a congressman, and then it got him to the governor, and then got him to the vice presidency. Because basically, Trump was a businessman, but he had no political sense. Mike Pence knew how to make the sausage, and he was the he knew the governors. He knew the House of Representatives, and he was the go-between guy between Trump and the rest of them. He's the one who kept everybody in line. Yeah. And, like I say, he was probably the most effective vice president this nation's ever had, at least in my lifetime.
Okay. I'll tell you what else he had going for him, though. He looked just like Race Bannon, the cartoon character from Johnny Quest.
Yes, he did. But he wasn't quite as tall. Mike Pence is not a tall man.
Well, let me ask you one more question before we go then. So how do you feel about the fact that Pence is running against his former boss? I mean, it definitely shows there's a split between the two of them.
Yeah. Trump basically, I like Donald Trump and everything, but Trump did him dirty. I mean, the man was, you couldn't ask for a better man than Mike Pence as far as being on your team. And, he did it. He got up there and he did what he thought was the right thing to do, which it probably was. And he's a man of morals and principles, and he couldn't do what he wouldn't, couldn't live with.
Wow. Well, okay. Fair enough. Well, Jeff, man, be safe on the roads. Where are you at right now?
I've just got into Tennessee about a little ways there. I had to wait for a trailer down there for a while, so I was sit a couple hours down there in Alabama, just sitting there watching the sun go.
Well, hey, by the way, just so you know, the governor of Alabama just signed the bill. We did save the rocket. So the rocket will not be going away. They'll either refurbish it, and if for some reason it can't be, they're going to replace it with one like it.
Well, that's great. You know, it didn't make any sense. I mean, you can structurally make it sound. I mean, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
It's not falling down.
I think that thing's staying up for another 40 years. We'll see how it goes. But all right, Jeff Rowe, appreciate you, man. Have a great day. Hey, we're in, I guess technically I'm in the second of my three dippers. I skipped one altogether that I'll get to tomorrow, which is a really good one, by the way. It's called Transmania. So we'll cover Transmania tomorrow. Right now, I'm technically covering what would have been the third dipper. 2024 is coming. Let me tell you some interesting things that I've got here, and then I'll check out some text messages, too, before we go. So polling right now from an organization called 538. I'm looking at polling right now on what happens in the Republican primary. So first of all, as of today, 538 is reporting that Trump currently has what it takes in terms of percentages to win a primary without a runoff. That's interesting. It's also, by the way, doesn't mean a thing because the field is still being filled up. So some of these folks like Asa Hutchinson has less than 1% of the vote. I'm thinking, dude, you got a long way to go. But you got right now in the polling, they show Trump at 53.8%. That's an outright win if the votes were today. DeSantis is at 21.3%. Next behind him is single digits for Pence at 5.4%. Haley at 4.5%, Ramaswamy at 3.5%, Haley Scott at 2.2%, Asa Hutchinson less than 1%. So, and there's another guy named Burgum who just got in, who's the governor of North Dakota. But what's interesting is you're looking at right now, if the votes were tomorrow, Trump would not have to worry about a runoff. But even a week is a lifetime in politics. So we'll see how this plays out. But right now, the top two, the only two with double digits are Trump and DeSantis, 53-21. If you look at the head-to-head, in other words, what would happen if it was just the two of them? Head-to-head right now, the polling is Trump beats DeSantis 56-22. If it were Trump against Tim Scott, Trump wins 72-15. If it were Trump against DeSantis on what day is that? It's a different day. It was still roughly the same, 60-31. So it depends on what day they are. Anyway, polling right now, Trump clearly the front runner. We all know that. Clearly the front runner and holding that position pretty squarely. There's going to be a lot of ground that has to be gained for somebody to overtake him. I got one call I'll take before the break. Let me grab that real quick. Richard, Madison, how you doing?
Pretty good. I wanted to make just one comment on the when your discussion about Republicans honor the Constitution and letting state legislatures draw congressional district lines.
All right.
Okay, because in Alabama, hey, we're either seven or six Republicans, and I live with that, no problem. But if you look at upstate New York, and the only reason we have the House has a majority right now, Republican majority, is because a Republican challenged the districts that were drawn in New York. They judged us around to find a Republican judge, and when he ruled, he then put a Republican, not a member of the House, but an outside independent Republican, to redraw the districts, which basically created what amounted to five more, quote-unquote, Republican solid districts in New York. And one of the results of that is we got that guy who's now being charged with I don't know how many crimes for lying and everything else, who's representing an upstate New York district. So, and both people do it. The Democrats do it. The Republicans do it. That's why we got gerrymandered districts. The Republicans don't always, quote unquote, honor the Constitution and let states.
Well, okay, but let me jump in there, Richard, because I think the point that was being made earlier is still. I mean, even in upstate New York, the legislature had to vote on that. They couldn't just adopt it. Saying the judge actually drew the lines for them and told them what it was going to be.
No, the judge appointed a Republican to draw the lines, and he redrew them. And the New York, and I lived up there for many years when I was in the Air Force up in Griffiths Air Force Base, which is in Rome, New Utica area. it's about a 50-50 state. Upstate New York is predominantly Republican. Downstate is predominantly Democrat, and they have more Democrats because most of the state is in downstate New York, not upstate New York out in the country.
Yeah, I had guys on my team, both deployments, that were from upstate New York, and they said it's like a different world.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's farmland. It's great. It's beautiful. Upstate New York, up in the Adirondacks, is gorgeous, you know. But it's not densely populated except for Buffalo and Rochester.
Well, okay, but I guess my point though is, all right. Well, I'll take your point. Your point's well received. I do agree that both parties have their moments when they get astray from where they need to be. But I still think in this particular case, I think we're getting hosed in Alabama by having to redraw the lines now based on race when we were told all these years we shouldn't.
Oh, I do too. I mean, I hate to say this. I mean, I'm an independent. I'm prior military, retired Air Force, you know, and I understand that Alabama is, 95% Republican?
Oh, yeah, roughly.
You know, could plus or minus a couple percentage. And I am sure, and this may sound really bad, is that I'm sure that when they initially drew the lines because of, you know, the race and everything else, they said, okay, we've got seven districts. We're going to get six solid Republicans, and we'll give the Democrats one just to keep us from being challenged in court.
Well, I think we were actually told that we had to have one that was at least majority black, and that was what it wound up being. Hey, Richard, I hate it. I'm up against a break, brother. Yeah. I got to go now, though.
That's okay.
Hey,
by the way, I just wanted to make the comment because I enjoy listening to your show.
Yeah, and thanks for your service, man. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, Boomer, take us to the break right now. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll put a lid on it. Man, it's been a full day. It's a double dipper day.
I wonder if you're going to get a bad grade.
I will not. I'm pretty sure I excelled at the dippers we had, and then Boomer McQueen took me over the top. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right, where common sense is a superpower. All right. Hey, I got to tell you guys, Elm Foundation, I hope you caught the interview with them. If you didn't, please go check it on our podcast. But we had the Elm Foundation in studio just week before last, and what an amazing organization. So Elm, ELM, it stands for Expect Little Miracles. Elm Foundation, based out of Huntsville, is doing some really cool stuff. Changing people's lives, getting them off the streets, finding ways to get them, you know, job certifications, education possibilities, even childcare if they need it. It is really something to watch what they do. The Elm Foundation is not throwing money at it like a government program. They're out there making a difference in people's lives with accountability and with the kind of milestones that people need to have somebody walk them through it. And I'm just telling you, check their website out, Elm Foundation, ELMHSV, as in Elm Huntsville, ELMHSV.org. And I'm just like getting all choked up right now.
You're getting really choked up over here, Phil. What's going on? I mean, you got a little frog in your throat, and it's probably from all the talking throughout the rest of the show. That's probably exactly what it is. It was such a good day that I believe you get the A+, and that's why you were talking so much.
And I just love the way you stepped in and gave me time to drink water.
You're welcome.
that was a very professional moment there. That was just, thank you, brother. You ran and got me the water and then talked so I could drink water.
There
that
you
was
go.
Just awesome. So here's what I just got, by the way, just so you know. John from Huntsville just texted in and says, Boomer, you did an out-of-this-world job today. You get an out-of-this-world A++++. Phil, you get a B+ for skipping Transmania when I seriously had a great joke set up for it on the very beginning of the show. But then I will just say this. Brian from Huntsville just texted in and says, content given today, you get an A+ no matter what John says.
There we go. I like it.
A couple of other text messages, then I got a piece of breaking news that I'll share with you right before we go. William from Lexington, Alabama, says, Yeah, it's a big if Alabama were a 95% Republican, then we would have a Republican politician in our state government who would then repeal the gas tax and the grocery taxes. But it's clearly obvious we don't. Well, keep in mind, though, my brother William J. from Lexington, that being a Republican and being a conservative are often two different things. The fact is, we've got purple politics a lot of times in Montgomery. Not a clear, in my opinion, not a clear representation of what the electorate is. And so, William J. from Lexington, you are correct, sir. Although I'm thinking that we just got to make sure we elect conservatives, not just Republicans. Ryan from Hazel Green says, with regards to the fact that I said that about a minute ago about Mike Pence looking just like Race Bannon from the Johnny Quest cartoons. He goes, Race Bannon. Now I can't unsee it. Thanks, Phil. I thought everybody
Race
knew.
Race Bannon.
JT from Lacey Springs says, I assume the district lines are quite squiggly currently. Will redrawing them make them more so to comply? Yeah, there's going to be some weird lines, I guarantee you. But there always are. Now that they have to especially go and scoop up just enough people of a certain demographic, you know, it's just going to be even harder to do. Glenn from Bluntsville. He said, I'll take the rent's too damn not high guy over Biden any day. Yeah, that was Jimmy Hamilton from the rent's too damn high party running for governor in New York. He became a legend because of that. Jerry from Decatur says, why can't we, with regards to Transmania and the other things going on with Oregon we talked about earlier, says, why can't we just be what God created us to be? I agree. Oh, yeah. I am for that. I am absolutely for that. And then Racing from Hawaii is just on the line. And I just love the fact that we've got Racing from Hawaii listening every day all the way from Hawaii.
I love it.
That's way cool.
I know. I just got to talk to him a little bit on the phone. So it was a good time.
Cool.
It's just awesome.
Hey, listen, breaking news as we go to the end of the show. So story out just now, like in the last few minutes on FoxNews.com. Joe Biden allegedly paid a $5 million bribe by a Burisma executive as part of a bribery scheme, according to an FBI document. So this is crazy, and I think it's got legs, to be honest with you. But if you remember, the deal is that Hunter Biden was getting paid mega millions to be a guy who knew nothing about the gas industry on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian gas company. We have now learned that a whistleblower has told Senator Chuck Grassley and Representative James Comer, who are in charge of House and Senate oversight committees, has told them that as a whistleblower at the FBI, he has reviewed documents from a credible source that say that in the midst of all that happening, that Joe Biden himself got a $5 million bribe while he was the vice president of the United States. And then we also know that Joe Biden said on a video recording that he went over to Ukraine and told them to fire the prosecutor who was investigating his son. And he was so proud of the fact that he did that. All that to say, FoxNews.com is reporting that they have been briefed on the contents of the document that is currently being held by the FBI that says that a credible source, it calls it a highly credible source, has said that this is a detailed multiple meetings and conversations with top Burisma executives saying that Biden did receive $5 million. All right, we'll see where this goes. They haven't seen the document yet. They've been briefed on the contents. Okay. Wow. Whatever, man. We'll see. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be back here tomorrow at 2. You guys have an amazing night. We'll see you then. Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.